From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. Welcome back. I'm Katie Weaver. Today, we'll share some interesting business news from sub-Saharan Africa. We go to Nigeria, where electricity is sometimes hard to find. Some villagers have turned the problem into a money-making situation. But first, we look at the cooperative economy that is helping a village in Ethiopia succeed. Amba is different from other rural Ethiopian villages in its beliefs, education levels, and general development. It operates under cooperative economic policies. Christopher Cruz reports that efforts are being made to see if the system that has been successful there could work in other parts of rural Ethiopia.
Aura Amba is a small northern village of about 500 people. It was established in the early 1970s by Zumra Nuru, who was seeking a new way of life. The village operates on a philosophy based on equality and working for the good of the community. Government officials and development organizations are trying to learn why the village is successful. Zumra Nuru says he knows why. He says it is because everyone works for each other. He says all of the members of the cooperative believe they are working toward the same goal. The village established its cooperative in the early 1990s. Every member of the community makes equal yearly earnings. Last year, the amount was 6,200 birr, or $300. That may seem low, but 10 years ago, the yearly income in the village was only 50 birr, or $3. The money is from farming, cloth goods, and from money spent by people traveling to the area. The community also sells goods to nearby villages and cities. People in Aura Amba work 6 days a week. 5 days of work are for the cooperative. The sixth day is for supporting older people, children without parents, and those who are too weak to work. Semenesh Alamu weaves cloth for the cooperative. She says the money that the members share is not enough to support her family. She says the money is good if you compare it with how much she used to earn. But she says she must work on her personal day to make more money for her family. Aura Amba is trying to develop jobs for the younger generation of university graduates, like Gebreyehu Desalo. He studied agricultural economics. He returned home to work in the financial office of Aura Amba.
I don't want to have life different from my community. I was grown up from here, and they teach me throughout my life, and I'm working with them, and I'm sharing equally as other members.
Staying in the village means Gebreyehu Desalo will probably never buy a car or a computer. There is one laptop for the village now, but the community hopes to be able to buy more someday. Ethiopia is one of the poorest and least developed countries in the world, so Aura Amba's success has been noticed. People there earn more money than people in other Ethiopian villages. So there are efforts to establish similar cooperative communities in other parts of rural Ethiopia. However, no one has asked people in the village, or its founder, Zumrunuru, for help in establishing communities like Ara Umba. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Wireless phones are common in Africa. In fact, there are more wireless phones for personal use than landline phones in most countries. Nigeria is no exception. Demand for electric power to charge all those wireless phones is high. But most of rural Nigeria does not have government-operated electricity. So, some creative Nigerian villagers are opening what are called charge shops. These are places where customers can power or recharge their phones. Some of the shops are helping their owners leave their lives of poverty. One of the places these shops operate is the village of Kikora, deep in a forest in northern Nigeria. A few hundred people live there. Most of them survive by growing crops, like maize, cassava, and yams. Homes in Kikora are made of mud and straw. None of them has electricity, but almost every one of them has a cell phone. Edward Sunday lives in Kikora. He has a cell phone. He says he and others in the village need their phones. He says they use their phones not just to talk with others, but to log on to Facebook and Twitter.
Especially we, the young ones that are coming up, we are educated now and we are connected to more things now.
Mr. Sunday says his father has a generator that can power the family's phones. But sometimes the family doesn't have any fuel to operate the generator. Mr. Sunday says when that happens, he takes his phone to one of the charge shops that are opening up around the countryside. These shops offer the use of small generators to charge cell phones. Edward Sunday says he can power his phone for about 5 to 10 cents, much less than the cost of generator fuel.
You will see more than 10 phones there because everybody is trying to charge his phone so that he can connect to his people.
In Kakura's town center, another villager named Kajoyet puts his phone in his pocket. He says he is out of power and of money. Kajoyet says there is a place he could charge his phone for free. It is an area with electricity a few kilometers from the village. But armed rebels are active in this part of Nigeria. He says travel along the roads can be dangerous, especially at night.
Due to that problem, you couldn't charge the phone because of the rigs along the road and everything like that. So we face many challenges in the village.
People often go to a hilltop near Kikora to make phone calls. The reception there is better. A shop owner there says he often charges 50 phones a night. He makes a small profit in a place where there are almost no other business possibilities. Kajoyet says life in Kikora is quiet and happy. But he says he may have to leave the village because he is not a farmer and does not own a generator shop. And he says to start any kind of business, he needs enough electricity to keep his cell phone on. And that's our program for today. I'm Katie Weaver. Join us tomorrow for another As It Is program from VOA Learning English.